And just what is this life force which is being referred to? As Don Wad speaks of it, life is an entity unto itself, a separate being of sorts. According to Don Wad, life, or the life force, this entity, this being, has monumental important purposes: to become aware of itself and understand itself, and to realize itself. That is to say, become the finest version of what it truly is. He refers to life's continual effort not only to maintain itself, but to achieve higher and higher organization and completer self-consciousness. Don Juan refers to the full achievement of these ends as the attainment of Godhead. As Don Juan sees it, in all likelihood, Godhead won't come without a mighty struggle. Life faces extremely formidable enemies, the forces of death and degeneration. Life's central impulse is to move toward the creation of a superior kind of human being, Don Juan asserts. That is what life at its core is about. Here, Don Juan is expressing an evolutionary Darwinian idea, the concept of man evolving into something higher, more advanced than he is now. Life, as Don Juan perceives it, is the force that seeks to bring about higher and higher individuals, the ideal individual being omnipotent, omniscient, infallible, and withal completely, uniludely self-conscious. In short, a god. Don Juan brings race into it as he affirms the great central purpose of breeding the race, aye, breeding it to heights now deemed superhuman. That purpose, which is now hidden in a mephitic cloud of love and romance and prudery and fastidiousness, will break through into clear sunlight. But if the life force is going to accomplish its great mission, prevail in its epic struggle, it is going to need some help, says Don Juan. Namely, it needs brains to give it direction. It needs a brain, this irresistible force, lest in its ignorance it should resist itself. And later on in the act, he states, to life, the force behind the man, intellect is a necessity, because without it, he, the life force, man, both, blunders into death. And where is the life force going to get the brains it needs? From contemplative, philosophical people like Don Juan. That is why he is leaving hell and going to heaven in the first place. To establish better contact with the life force and figure out exactly what it needs in order to become self-conscious and self-realized. And more than just provide the needed philosopher's brain, Don Juan also aims to provide the life force with some brawn to help it stay on course and move forward. Don Juan intends to take action to help the life force along in its journey. To be continued. From Dr. Robert S. Griffin's The Fame of a Dead Man's Deeds, an up-close portrait of white nationalist William Pierce. If you have enjoyed this excerpt, please consider obtaining The Complete Fame from your bookseller.